This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get an update on what's going on with Jay Noon's property tax situation down in Massachusetts. And it is Ian with you tonight.
And Jay.
And Mark.
Now, there's big news out of the UK, and not the Brexit story, which is continuing to develop. I did see a headline about that, and maybe we can talk about that. But
it's a Brexit story.
Brexit?
Well, it's Brexit.
I've not heard
Brexit
that term.
Is Britain and exit stuck together.
Yeah.
Brexit would be
as in terrorism.
Britain and terrorism.
Oh, God, all these word mashups are terrible.
I know, it's awful. It makes no sense.
So anyway, there's been an attack apparently near the House of Parliament. There or houses
pretty much at it.
Of Parliament. Police have named the officer who was killed by a knife man terrorist in London today and revealed the death toll in the attack has risen to 5. Keith Palmer, age 48, was stabbed outside of Parliament by the attacker who brought carnage to London, mowing down pedestrians on Westminster Bridge. Now, when I saw the headline about mowing down, I thought somebody got shot, but this actually means it was mowed down as in run down with a car. Killing 3 people, injuring 20 more. A 4x4 drove along the pavement on the crowded bridge, knocking down and seriously injuring pedestrians before crashing into a fence below Big Ben. The killer, described by witnesses as middle-aged and Asian, then managed to break into the grounds of Parliament, where he fatally stabbed Mr. Palmer, the police officer with 15 years of service, with 2 knives. The attacker, who was shot at least twice by armed officers guarding the building, died after he was taken to the hospital, while Mr. Palmer died at the scene.
So are we going to have to ban cars and knives now?
Well, that was going to be one of the questions that I asked here, is that obviously a car, which is in many cases a multi-ton
they're already
vehicle.
Registered and insured, so maybe we'll have to get a knife registry, because you want to implement these things gradually so people don't get upset. So we just can't ban knives. So
maybe we need a license
we'll
to
insure
drive.
Them.
No, we already have that.
Or we'll need a license to carry a knife, and then we'll have to register and get insurance for each knives and provide a serial numbers and all that stuff for them.
Right, because the license to drive obviously prevented this guy from going psycho.
Well, I don't think the license to drive is intended to keep people from going bananas. It's intended to see whether or not you're a competent director of an automobile.
Well, at least in this case, it might have helped identify the person if he happened to have his license in his pocket at the time. And when they shot him to death, it would make it a little bit easier to figure out who that person
was. Unless they shot him through the license.
I suppose, but it would probably not be all, multiple shots through the license. You could probably read most of it, Mark, even if they did shoot him through the license, would be my guess. So terrible, news here. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, tonight vowed Britain would, quote, never give in to terror and defeat hate and evil after she blasted the sick and depraved attack in Westminster. I love how politicians in moments like this, and again, I don't want to take away from the tragedy that has, befallen these 20 people that were hit by this maniac on the bridge. I mean, that's terrible. There's no doubt about it. But it is interesting when you see politicians try to position themselves outside of hate and evil, as though that what they're doing is somehow loving, or that what they are doing is somehow good. Because politics and the government, the state system that we have here, is in no way based on love, and it is in no way based on good. It is based on an evil act of threatening our neighbors, threatening, people that either we know or we don't know, people who live nearby us, or in the case of the United States, sometimes thousands, 1,000 miles away, but threatening people who have never done anything to you in order to force them into this system, in order to force them to give up their money, in order to force them to be obedient and to do what they're told. And there's nothing loving about that.
Yeah, definitely. Government is anti-love, if anything.
It seems like a quick turn here from a terrorist to the government.
You repeat yourself. The government is a terrorist.
Certainly you can't argue that.
But they've fooled people into thinking there's something else. They think that because they can vote on this terrorist group, that they're somehow not your typical. I mean, they're not your typical terrorists.
There are governments that you can't vote on. I mean, we have monarchies, you know, around the world, and, you know, dictatorships and these sorts of things. So, but I guess this guy was clearly frustrated and upset about something. I'd be interested in finding out what it is that had him so concerned, I guess, is what I'm more interested in.
Yeah, I suspect it's a little bit early to discern what the person's motivation was in this case. Headlines over at the Drudge Report say that it is the anniversary of the Brussels massacre and that there was, I guess, some sort of statement by ISIS that I saw earlier. That headline's been removed. So I don't know if this was, you know, classic terrorism in that this guy was part of ISIS. He's Asian. That doesn't preclude him from being a Muslim. But, you know, it seems to lower the likelihood of that being the case.
It may be that they use different terminology in Great Britain to describe ethnicities, too. I mean, what does Asian mean in the United States?
Asia is a big place.
Right. And again, I find Asia, you know, somewhere along the line, it became unacceptable to use the term Oriental to describe Asian people. And I, you know, I'm confused because Russia is in Asia. There's Caucasians in Asia. There's Indians in Asia. There's all kinds of different folks in Asia, but somehow we're supposed to use the term Asian to describe what used to be called Orientals, but now you're only supposed
that's
to
offensive
use the,
now apparently.
Yeah, you're only supposed to use the term Oriental to describe things like carpets and vases. Okay, I got it.
The headline from The Telegraph says that ISIL supporters have cheered the attack on Westminster.
They tend to do that.
Suggesting it was revenge for the UK's airstrikes on the terror group in Syria and Iraq. Followers on pro-Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant channels on the social media service Telegram posted messages applauding the knife-wielding suspect and calling the attack blessed. One said the UK was paying blood for blood for its involvement with the US-led coalition's campaign against the jihadists.
I suspect that whatever bombs the UK was responsible for dropping killed more than three people.
I suspect you're right about that as well.
So the blood for blood that they're talking about. ISIS is a pathetic relic of 2016.
You think so?
Yeah, they're done.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because enough attention has been turned that way. They were, you know, run out of Mosul, and they're going to be run out of every other town that they're in, too, until they're run down and their leaders are killed.
But that's Isn't what they that? Did to Al-Qaeda, right? And then they turned into ISIS?
No. Al-Qaeda did not turn.
Okay.
All right. So
I thought ISIS was formed because they went in and like tried to crush the other.
ISIS
know,
is a
groups.
Traditional government, and governments are easy for governments to defeat. That's what war is.
ISIS isn't a traditional government per se.
They're a caliphate. Yes. That is. They claim to be a caliphate, and they are a traditional government.
They're trying.
They
to
are
be.
Not. An organization that rises from the people with, you know, beliefs and that sort
of thing. Well, they came out of nowhere.
Sure. Well, they came out of a group of revolters in Syria and, you know, grew into Iraq.
Didn't they also come from Iraq as well? I mean,
there were certainly some Baathists that saw an opportunity, but not that many because most people just want to live their lives and that sort of thing. I mean, most of the people in those cities are essentially held hostage by ISIS. As I said, they are a traditional government, just in the way that, you know, you are currently held hostage by your city if you don't pay your property taxes and that sort of thing. ISIS does what it wants to the people inside its cities. It's a bit more, quite a bit more dangerous than governments that we're used to. But nonetheless, this isn't
They're
an organization
brutal.
That's going to survive, Ian.
So has the CIA and like the U.S. and the Western world stopped funding ISIS or something?
Well, there's always that. Certainly a lot of the weapons they get, one can't argue.
Getting from the U.S.
They're
right?
getting U.S. and Western weapons, and one wonders how they do that.
It could be coming across weapons caches, or maybe they're actually doing deals directly with the CIA. Who knows?
It's speculation on as to what the CIA's involvement is, but the CIA has a highly unsavory history.
We're going to continue here. You can weigh in with your thoughts on the alleged terror strike in Great Britain that happened earlier today. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And this is Free Talk Live. Plus, we got a plastic bag ban update coming up. That might be a surprise.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-453 with an alleged terror attack happening in London earlier tonight, or I guess it's not quite yet tonight on the East Coast, but it was in the evening in the UK, I guess, when this went down. And you can share your thoughts toll-free, 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's me, Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about how to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. Whatever it is that you want to buy, you can easily save 15, 20, maybe even 25% or more on those products. And all you have to do is go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. You do need to have Bitcoin or some other kind of cryptocurrency in order to get these amazing prices. If you have just regular old dollars, then I'm sorry, saveatpurse.com will not be able to help you. But if you do have cryptocurrency, this is an amazing tool that can get you tremendous discounts on the things that you need and the things that you want. So go to saveatpurse.com and get started there. That's saveatpurse.com. And if you don't have Bitcoin yet, then you can always go to bitcoin.com and learn more about that there. It's still not too late to get Bitcoin. We can talk more about Bitcoin later on tonight if we get the chance. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We go to Skype where Rick is on the line. Rick, where are you calling from tonight? Rick on Skype, going once.
Yes, sorry about that. The name is actually Stefan. That's just my Skype name.
Okay, Stefan, well then you're on. Go ahead.
All right. I noticed you guys were talking about how ISIS is saying this as an eye for an eye. Have they actually claimed responsibility
for the
attack?
They have not.
They haven't. I'm actually starting to wonder whether or not this is a somebody who is opposed to Brexit or in support of it. It seems like a lot of it's hovering around that.
Really? What makes you think that?
Well, I noticed a couple of people were talking to me. I was speaking to my buddy Tyler. He was telling me how he actually thinks that this is the English government's way of staging it. He said that possibly it was staged in order to make the Brexit supporters look bad.
That's a pretty serious idea. I mean, we don't know anything yet, right? Like, so that's total speculation. We don't know anything about this person that I've seen, at least. He's been identified. Apparently, they know who he is, but I haven't even seen the name yet.
Yeah, if that's the case, you could expect some manifesto to show up out of the vehicle or wherever, and, you know, where this guy says, you know, writes in, you know...
For the EU!
Right, for the in fine print how he's done this for the EU or whatever it is that he's done.
It'll probably be downloaded on his phone.
That wouldn't surprise me, to be honest. I mean, I think somebody could possibly have done this in order to show support for the EU, because we've already seen riots over it before.
Have there been riots? I can't say I've been...
I've heard about riots, protests. One of the two.
Well,
I don't know. His
issue would have to be pretty serious, or a guy would have to be pretty mentally, you know, out of it, because, I mean, anybody nerd would have to know this is a suicide mission, what he was doing.
Sure.
Yeah. And one more thing I'd like to mention. I think we should have to take consideration into banning these military-style assault vehicles they're all using over there to commit these horrible acts.
Yeah, yes. He jumps out of the vehicle with a couple of knives like Drax the Destroyer from Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, who needs these assault knives, right?
Thanks for the call, Rick. Good one. Appreciate it, man. Toll-free number here, Stefan, sorry. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So you'll often, you know, what people are going to say that support gun bans is that essentially, well, hey, look, what if he'd had an AK-47 instead of these two knives? How many more people would he have killed is really always
That's what
the
they
question.
Would say, yeah.
And, well... I don't know what would have happened if he would have had an AK-47. Who knows? But
well, all the more reason,
more deadly.
It would have been better if some of the people in the crowd were carrying. I mean, what if what if, you know, 10% of the people in the crowd or 20% of them were, you know, concealed carrier, had pistols on them?
Yeah, you might not have gotten past one person
That's
at that
right.
point.
There is evidence that when a concealed carrier is around, that mass shootings are less likely to occur. There's,
of course.
There's all kinds of evidence for that.
It would stop after, like, the first person or two, I would expect.
Here's the question you generally have to ask these people is, if somebody walks into this crowded place that we are, or wherever it is, with an assault rifle... Would you prefer to be armed or not? or to rely on the police to come and save you.
That would be the question that you would ask the person who is a gun banner?
Yeah, and usually the answer is they would prefer to be armed. But
if they're being honest, but a lot of times they, you know, I would expect that some of them would rely on the police.
The police are going to be pretty far away.
Yeah, that's true.
And they may be scared of guns themselves, but the question is, would you prefer me to be armed then or not?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, like, I could have a gun the whole time we've been talking and you wouldn't know, and it hasn't jumped up and shot you in the face yet, right?
Right.
So, you know, what they'll often say is, well, what I want to do is I want to get rid of all of them. And you know that's a fantasy.
Sure. Wave your magic wand.
Now, let's not forget that in the world prior to, call it 1880, when the revolver with regular cartridges, or, you know, whatever period. I'm sure gun enthusiasts are screaming and tearing their, it's not 1880, it's 1869, or whatever. But, you know, this time frame when God made man and Sam Colt made them equal, you know, now a little lady can carry a little 380 in her purse or on her as a sidearm, and she can protect herself from anybody of any size. This hasn't occurred anywhere in human history up to this point. Firearms, sidearms, handguns gave small people, weak people, the ability to protect themselves from ruthless big people.
Yeah, you could change the odds.
Yeah.
Now, if it were a gang of ruthless big people, she'd have a tough time.
Sure. The bigger the gang, the harder it's going to be to fight them.
But most of these terror attacks in the United States or in Great Britain or in other countries haven't involved a gang of people. They've involved no more than one or two folks in most circumstances. And so I think Jay's right that if people were actually armed, that alone would put a quick stop to any kind of incident like this, unless ISIS could muster a dozen men that were armed to go into some place.
And they haven't yet.
Yeah. Well, at least not in the United States or Great Britain. They certainly have mustered that many men in, you know, Syria and Iraq to take over those cities. So that would be a totally different story. But even still, in a city with the freedom to be armed, as we have here in New Hampshire and in some of the other states, then it would be all the more difficult for that armed gang to go in and do anything of any significance.
Then people will say, I really just want to ban assault weapons. Well, the assault weapons.
Anybody can get assaulted with any weapon, that's for sure.
An assault weapon
is, they mean the scary-looking one.
A scary-looking black rifle, because in many cases they do the same thing as the regular rifles with the wooden handles or whatever. But that gets difficult, too, because, I mean, how many instances, let's look at how many riots are out there when they burned St. Louis, the black community in St. Louis?
Mm-hmm. Ferguson?
Yeah, what's that?
Ferguson, you mean?
No, this is historically, I believe, that there was a black section.
You're talking about way back when.
Yeah. Okay. Would it have been better for those people to have been armed and able to fight people off or not? Rosewood, the Rodney King riots, you know, you pick the civil unrest that went on, and then I ask you, if you were in the midst of that, would you prefer to have an assault rifle or not?
Now, I would.
Yeah, you certainly would. It's obvious, and what these laws are, victim disarmament laws.
This is Free Talk Live. We got time for you. If you want to join us here, our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about what ISIS had to say about the attacks coming up.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Also, do want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi Nakamoto's vision. That's the anonymous founder of Bitcoin. As the community efforts to resolve these problems have continued to fail, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you're casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at bitcoin.com. And it looks like the tides are starting to change a little bit in this great race behind the scenes between the Bitcoin factions, which have, you know, drawn off the, you know, the lines against one another.
This is close to a nerd war as has ever existed.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. This isn't Sega versus Nintendo anymore. This is like real.
You know, I don't know. What was it when the nerds got upset about women gamers? I can't remember what it was.
Gamergate.
Now, I wasn't privy to that in any way. I read some article on it and all was just mildly amused by it all.
We covered it a little bit here.
But I got to say that the long knives are out on this. And it, I mean,
we're lucky no one's getting run down with a 4x4.
I will admit, Roger Ver is a friend, and he is a sponsor of the show, and certainly I have positive feelings for him. I'm sure that the Bitcoin Unlimited people have probably said and done as many bad things
as the
SegWit supporters.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody who is a Bitcoin Unlimited supporter is against SegWit. So it's like,
well, SegWit's incorporatable into Bitcoin Unlimited. Yes,
correct. The camps appear to be Bitcoin Core, which is the kind of the classic Bitcoin setup that's been there for a long time, and then Bitcoin Unlimited, which is what Roger is supporting and Bitcoin.com are supporting, which is the proposal to increase the block size, which will supposedly help Bitcoin scale to make it so that the fees go down, and of course the other side saying they've got a plan to reduce the fees, and it's just this terrible, ugly war that is going on within the Bitcoin world.
So how many miners, what percentage of miners need to start doing Bitcoin Unlimited before it forks over to that?
Well, that's what I was saying was kind of what's changing a little bit here. Over the last few weeks, there have been some defections, I guess you could say, from the people who were mining on the Bitcoin Core system who are now mining on the Bitcoin Unlimited system, and they appear to be about ready to cross 40% in the last week of the mining power.
They are jumping up. Roger's a businessman, and that's one of the things that it seems like is really lacking on the SegWit side, is that...
The Core side, you mean?
The Core... Well, it's not the Core side.
Because there are some people who are running Bitcoin Unlimited and signaling for SegWit as well. So it's not... you're not dividing the sides correctly.
But the Core side isn't a side either.
No.
Because it's just what was there previously. So you can choose to do nothing, and you're just a Core person. To do something, to advocate for something, you have to choose one of these two, the SegWit side or the Bitcoin Unlimited side.
No, you don't. Agree? You can choose either or both.
You can.
So what's happening is, and again, we're really boiling this down as much as we possibly can.
Okay.
There's a lot of technical stuff that none of us here on the show really have a grasp on. Like,
but you're the tech guy. Okay.
Exactly. What is SegWit? I couldn't tell you.
It's a program. it's a program upgrade, quote unquote upgrade.
Supposedly.
To
other people say it's a mess of code and it's not going to be a good thing.
They say the same thing about Bitcoin Unlimited.
That's right. You're right. So you've got technical experts on both sides saying the technical experts on the other side are incompetent,
right,
and that the technical experts, you know, that their code's the best, and they're all saying the same thing. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know, and I'm never going to know what's really the best. I don't have the technical capability to ascertain this kind of stuff, so I have to put my trust in the marketplace.
But I have seen lie after lie. Mostly, when I see it, it's on the people that are against Bitcoin Unlimited. It seems like they say something, and then they say that Bitcoin Unlimited became closed code.
That's
and
not
then,
true either.
Yeah, it's just a lie.
Yeah.
And then it goes everywhere, it gets run all over the place. So, I mean, the sides are, the long knives are out.
So the numbers right now, and there's a neat website called CoinDance, coin.dance.
Yeah.
Strange TLD, I've never heard of .dance before this, but coin.dance.
It's probably the most visited .dance.
I bet you're right. You go to blocks when you go there, so coin.dance/blocks, and it shows you in the last week, so the last 1,000 blocks that were mined for Bitcoin, and then the last 144, which is the last 144, which would have been the last day's worth of blocks, according to this. And so you can see that right now, it's at about 38.6% are mining for Bitcoin Unlimited, about 27.2%, and this is in the last week, about 27.2% are mining for SegWit. And so neither of them are really to the point where they're going to be put into effect. But the Bitcoin Unlimited group can, in theory, split off, as I understand it, past 51%, whereas the SegWit group has to reach 95% in order for its what's called soft fork to be put through, whereas the Bitcoin Unlimited will be what's called a hard fork. And what caused the Bitcoin price to fall late last week was the announcement from multiple exchanges, about almost 20 exchanges, coming out and saying that they are preparing for a hard fork. They're expecting that this may be an inevitability.
Unless somebody can come to a negotiation table.
Doesn't look
and
like that's
is
happening.
This the thing. I've talked to Roger about this. I said, are you prepared to negotiate? Because he's being, talked about like a terrorist of some sort.
Mm.
And Nobody wants, you know, what negotiation looks like, apparently, with this group of people is we have stated our position and you're stupid if you don't agree with it. And that's not negotiation. And, Roger's going around. He's getting mining companies to switch over to Bitcoin Unlimited. He's right. Getting it done. We're going to find out what happens when you pit a developer against a businessman.
I just want Bitcoin to work.
Me too.
Me too.
And so does Roger. So does everybody, I think.
Right. And the idea that Roger Ver is somehow a bad guy is ridiculous. He's one of Bitcoin's earliest adopters. He's one of the people who put a lot of his own money into promoting Bitcoin. The reason they call him Bitcoin Jesus is because he is a nonstop evangelizer for this currency. So it's understandable that he feels like Bitcoin is under attack. And a lot of people feel like Bitcoin is under attack from within, that there's already been basically, and I don't want to put words into Roger's mouth, but there was another article I was reading, not by him, but by another Bitcoin Unlimited supporter, saying that Bitcoin has basically been successfully attacked from the inside, that it's been taken over by these anti-centralization or anti-decentralization, the original vision of Satoshi right. forces.
Well, Gavin Andreessen was the guy that Satoshi Nakamoto gave the keys to the Bitcoin core.
And they basically ran him out of the project.
And they did. And maybe, some people claim that was a good idea, that he was in the deep end of the pool and he didn't belong there. And I don't know the answer to that, but you're asking for a lot of faith. And essentially, there's been a great deal of turnover in the developers, and it looks like Bitcoin's taken a turn. This is I'm only reporting here. I don't know. Taking a turn for something different. I can see the results are incredibly high fees. I paid Daryl for some lunch, $20, and it cost me $1 to send it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, people aren't going to do that for very long.
Only a fanatic. Only a Bitcoin fanatic like we are. I mean, we're early adopters. We love Bitcoin.
The problem needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed
right.
quick.
Well, what I see the shift is going to go to, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago, is to these altcoins that are cheaper to exchange.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, instead of...
They already are. Dash is over $100.
And people have started using my friend Alma Summer. I was talking to her about this about a month ago, and she was talking about, it's cheaper to use Dash, so try to use Dash, and then just use Bitcoin as like a reserve, digital currency. You kind of use it just to move large sums around,
what the core group wants Bitcoin to be. From what I understand,
okay.
That's what I've heard. I don't know what the truth is, but that's what I've heard they want, is like Bitcoin to be this store of value. But if people aren't using it, then it's not going to be as valuable.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In fact, it's losing its value against the rest of the market.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an
ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial on in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, we went from terrorism into the Bitcoin war that is going on. So I guess from one real scary war to a different kind of war that has a different level of risk and a different conflict entirely. But it is a heavy conflict with people who are very passionate on both sides. Thankfully, no violence has occurred yet, but there have been things like hacks that have been talked about. There have been attacks.
A DDoS attack, yeah.
Right. And DDoS. There was, I guess, some guy who is a Bitcoin miner I'm forgetting his name right now, but there's another one who's flipped over to Bitcoin Unlimited, which is the new proposal for the future of Bitcoin. He flipped today, and then one of the other supporters said that apparently now that guy's being spammed in his email box. I mean, so there's some very down and dirty tactics going on. And as you said, Mark, it's probably happening on both sides, meaning there are likely bad actors on either side.
I'm only seeing it on the one side, but
there are probably also people who are acting as though they're supporters of the other side in order to make the other side look bad.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
It's the internet.
Right? all I know is, and I don't know which way is the right way to go. I know what Roger Ver says. I know what Bitcoin.com is saying, and I have a real appreciation for where they're coming from. I've personally chosen to run Bitcoin Unlimited my computer, but I'm not a miner. So ultimately, I'm not a factor, as I understand it. I'm not an expert in, what the nodes apparently have some level of influence, but I don't know exactly what that is. And a node is somebody who's running either the Bitcoin Core or the Bitcoin Unlimited software on their, basically their desktop computer.
you could run it on a laptop as well, but an internet-connected, like, actual computer. You can't get a full node software for a phone. So any of the Bitcoin wallets out there for a phone just act to send and receive and hold Bitcoin. Whereas when you run a full node, there's some more that thing is doing. I think it's somehow verifying transactions, but I'm not exactly sure. So if you know more about that, you can call in. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But all these big decisions about what's going to happen to Bitcoin are going to come from the miners. They're going to be the ones who ultimately make this decision. And right now, it seems like some of the miners, including one of the big players, Antpool, was the top player in the Bitcoin mining sphere, as I understand it. Now, there are several top players, and they were, you know, very close in mining power to some of the other ones. But they made the flip to Bitcoin Unlimited about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, and that took them from, like, let's say 25% of the mining power to 35% of the mining power. So a pretty big jump up. And then I guess Bitcoin's, this other guy, Chandler Guo was his name, G-U-O, mm-hmm. Guo, he flipped today. And so he apparently controls like 2.5 or 3% of the mining. So we're starting to see people dropping off from the Bitcoin Core mining scene and into this Bitcoin Unlimited. And the closer and closer Bitcoin Unlimited gets, the more, you know, ridiculous behavior it seems like we're seeing from the other side who, and these people feel very, very passionately on both sides about what's going to happen. But ultimately, right. Bitcoin itself seems to be suffering because of this this internal fighting.
Well, I mean, any technology that's going through a change people are going to sort of hold back and see what happens. What seems clear to me is that if there's a hard fork, like Ethereum had a hard fork. It wasn't great for Ethereum for a while, but
that's right.
What has happened now is Ethereum's taken off. There were two coins created. It went from Ethereum into what, Ethereum Classic was
right.
The other one?
So Ethereum Classic is the original Ethereum blockchain, and Ethereum, the current, the bigger one, is the one that most of the miners went to when it forked off.
And that... what I would say is going to happen when this if this occurs in Bitcoin is that you will have, it looks like, one original side where it costs $1 or $1.50 to send and receive coins, and then a side where it costs, I don't know, 3 cents to send and receive coins.
Hopefully.
That's the
way it used to be.
That's my understanding.
Once upon a time, you could send Bitcoins for no fee. In the very early days, you could do that.
I did.
I did too, but then I realized it's good to send a fee because it rewards the miners.
So what's it cost to maintain this network, though? I mean, obviously, I know when I buy electricity or my brother buys natural gas off the grid, he has to pay these fees to maintain the network, for example. So, I mean, what I don't know nearly as much about Bitcoin as you guys do, but so the network needs to be paid for, or whoever's doing the transactions need to be rewarded. I understand that's how the miners are rewarded now, but when Bitcoin's done being mined, where's the rewarding?
The mining fees. So every time you send a Bitcoin transaction, there's that fee that Mark is hoping we can get down to 3 cents that's now like up 50 cents to a dollar in a lot of cases. Those fees are going to the miners. So even talking about 100 years down the line, by the way.
Right. So it's the reward won't kick in for another 100 years. We will all be
Wait, what reward won't kick in?
The lack of reward. The reward cease
won't
to exist
go away.
Until we're all cybernetic beings flying around on surfboards, okay? I mean, we got a long way to go.
Right. I mean, presuming Bitcoin lasts for 100 years, right? I mean, it's what are the odds that so it's going to stay on top forever.
If this problem continues, it may not last for two.
Yeah, at this point, it's getting its heels are being nipped at by these other cryptocurrencies like Ethereum and Dash. Ethereum now, according to CoinCap.io, which is a great site that'll show you the current price of hundreds of these altcoins, Ethereum's at $3.7 billion market cap, and Bitcoin is at $16
billion. Yep.
And Ethereum's the first alternative to Bitcoin that has ever crossed the $1 billion mark in market cap. And now you've got Dash rising very quickly at $720 million. It's getting closer to hitting that billion-dollar
mark. Monero's had a huge jump in the last couple of weeks, too.
So, in fact, we can talk about how Bitcoin is faring. Even though its price is still pretty good, it's over $1,000 per unit. Compared to the rest of the marketplace, it's losing its value. Let's go to Rod. He's calling from Canada. Rod, you're on Free Talk Live. Meadow Rod, going once. He says he might be having some Skype problems. We'll see if we can get him back on here in moments. Actually, that's we'll give him one more shot here. Rod, are you with us? Rod?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
We hear you now. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry about that.
No worries. You're on the air.
Basically, what the nodes do is that they check the rules of the network. So you have certain rules like the block size or whatever other rules there might be, and the nodes are checking whether those rules are being complied with. So basically, if Bitcoin Unlimited forks or there's a change toward Bitcoin Unlimited, if the nodes don't change to that blockchain, then they won't be validating the Bitcoin Unlimited transactions, basically.
And as I understand it, now one of the points that Michael, who called in the other night to take the kind of let's stay the course side, go with the core advocacy, is he's pointed out, and I don't think he said this on the air, but he pointed out to me privately that of the 40,000 nodes out there, because there's only a few thousand miners, but there's way more nodes. As I understand it, I could be wrong about this, but that of the 40,000 nodes, only like 2 or 3% of them are running the Bitcoin Unlimited. So like you and I, Mark, we're running the Bitcoin Unlimited.
Right. I mean, people who have a useless, essentially a useless node aren't going to feel obligated to get the newest software. This is one of the things that irritated me about the original QT software that they had previously, is why doesn't this thing update on its own? Why do I have to go and run around and go to some GitHub site and mm-hmm. extra, you know, I don't want to do that crap, so I just left the old one on, and you know, the only thing that basically Roger Ver getting involved in it, you know, convinced me, okay, well, I'll go ahead and get the upgrade and get the Bitcoin Unlimited, but otherwise I wouldn't have.
When, you know, let's say 80% of the miners go to Bitcoin Unlimited, there's this hard fork that occurs, then 95% of the nodes are not on the Bitcoin Unlimited system. What does that mean?
Well, basically, you will get bitcoins on both sides of the chain if the chain forks.
Right.
And then people will have to decide which chain they're going to be on, if they're going to stay validating transactions for Core or Bitcoin.
Or they could do both,
Unlimited.
Right? Like I could download Bitcoin Core and run that at the same time.
I guess so.
Just have to have 200 gigabytes free, because right now the Bitcoin blockchain is, I believe, over 100 gigabytes in size.
Can you add an external hard drive and like get one of those 4-terabyte hard drives and store it on there?
You certainly can. Okay. Rod, stand by. Do you have time, Rod? Because you sound like you know a thing or two about this.
I'm interested in having
you weigh in on this whole Bitcoin war controversy, and we'll see where Rod is going to come down on this. Because people feel strongly about it, and like you said, Mark, this is the closest thing we've ever had to a geek war.
I'm a little lost.
Yeah, with real consequences. And yeah, let's make sure we don't go over anybody's heads if we can here. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.